This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden has left Israel and is on his way back to the United States, a trip cut short and overshadowed by the explosion at a Gaza hospital which killed hundreds. VOA's White House bureau chief Patsy Wadakwasara has details.
Arriving in Tel Aviv Wednesday to show support for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, President Joe Biden said he was deeply saddened and outraged by the hospital explosion.
Based on the information we've seen to date, it appears the result of an errant rocket fired by a terrorist group in Gaza.
Biden said Israel has agreed that humanitarian assistance can begin to move from Egypt to Gaza and announced $100 million U.S. aid for Palestinians. He vowed to provide Israel what it needs to defend itself, but urged restraint in its retaliation.
You live by the rule of law. When conflicts flare, you live by the law of wars.
Netanyahu thanked Biden for his support. Patsy Wadakwasara, VOA News.
Israel will not stop aid entering Gaza from Egypt, but supplies will not be allowed into the enclave from the Israeli side. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said after talks with U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday. Netanyahu said Israel was taking this decision after a request from Biden, but added Israel would continue the blockade of humanitarian aid from Israel into Gaza as long as Israeli hostages are not returned. Egypt President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi on Wednesday said Egyptians in their millions would reject the forced displacement of Palestinians into Sinai, adding any such move would turn the Egyptian peninsula into a base for attacks against Israel.